Lie down on the floor and get ready for the practice of Yoga Nidra. Have the body lying in a straight line with the feet about hip width apart and let them fall out to the side. The arms close to the body, not touching. Palms curled up or inward, as long as that's comfortable for you. The head and the neck are in line with the spine. So the whole body is lying symmetrical on the floor. So if you look down from above, the right side of the body would be a mirror image of the left. With the eyes closed, the lips closed, and just breathing gently through the nose. And just watching each of those breaths, letting the body become still and quiet. Know that with Yoga Nidra, all you need to do is listen to the instruction and maintain that awareness. So make sure that you're comfortable here on the floor so you won't have to move for the next 15 minutes. Having that last little adjustment, watch the breath. And take those three big deep breaths. As you inhale, fill the whole body up with air. The point where you can't take any more air in, pausing at the top, and then a total relaxing exhale, a full body breath, relaxing into the floor. Three big, deep, relaxing breaths. And after those breaths, just have that awareness of the position of your body in the room. And just noticing or recalling the position you are, the closeness you are to the walls or the furniture, any space above you, around you, and the space underneath you. Noting those parts of your body that are in contact with the floor, the back of your right heel and the back of the left heel, back of the right leg and the back of the left leg, right buttock and left buttock, those parts of the back in contact with the floor, right shoulder and left shoulder, the back of the right hand, the back of the left hand, the back of the right arm and the back of the left arm, back of the head, aware of the whole body here on the floor. Notice the sensation of the clothes that are resting on top of the skin. And feeling the air on any exposed parts of the skin. And now taking your awareness to the sounds of the day, taking your hearing outside of the room you're in and listening for sounds of the day. As you hear a sound, spend that little bit of time with it to acknowledge it, and then let it go and search for yet another sound even further into the distance. Try to find as many different sounds outside in the distance like you can this way today. And then gently draw your awareness back into the sounds in this room, listening to the sounds in your own body. Listening to the sound of your own breath. And perhaps even your own heartbeat. And at this stage of the practice, bringing to mind your Sankalpa, That statement of positive resolve made at every practice. And with the Sankalpa in mind, repeating to yourself 3 times silently with resolve now. Now letting go of the Sankalpa, I'm going to now rotate awareness around the body by naming various parts of the body. As I name those body parts, let the focus be there, but bring no movement to the body itself. So taking awareness to the right side of the body, into the right arm, to the right hand, and into the right hand thumb. The right hand thumb, index finger, the middle finger, ring finger, and little finger, the palm of hand, back of hand, the wrist, forearm, elbow, the upper arm, the shoulder, and armpit, the right side of chest, right side of waist, the hip, thigh, knee, shin, and calf, ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot, the right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth and fifth toe. Now to the left side of the body, to the left arm, the left hand, to the left hand thumb, the left hand thumb, index finger, middle finger, the ring finger, and little finger, the palm of hand and back of hand, the whole left hand, the wrist, forearm, elbow, the upper arm, shoulder, and armpit, the left side of the chest, the left side of the waist, hip, thigh, knee, shin, calf, ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot, the left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth and fifth toe. Now moving to the back of the body, the back of the right heel, back of left heel, back of the right knee, back of left knee, the right buttock, left buttock, the lower back, the middle back, the upper back, back of the right shoulder blade, and the back of the left shoulder blade, the back of the neck, the back of the spine, the whole back of the body, back of the head, sides of the head, and crown of the head. And now moving to the front of the body, with awareness of the forehead, the right temple, left temple, the right eyebrow, left eyebrow, the eyebrow center, right eye, right ear, the left cheek, right nostril, the bridge of the nose, and tip of the nose, the lips, the chin, the entire jaw, front of the throat, to the right collarbone, left collarbone, the right side of chest, and left side of chest, the center of the chest, upper abdomen, navel, lower abdomen, the pelvis, the front of the thighs, the front of the shins, the tops of the feet, the whole front of the body. Now to major parts of the body, awareness of the whole right leg and the whole left leg the whole right arm, and the whole left arm. Both the arms and legs together on the floor. The front of the torso, the back of the torso, the head, the neck, the entire spinal cord, the arms, the legs, head, neck, torso, spine, the right side of the body, the left side of the body, the whole body. Awareness of the whole body here on the floor, the whole body. Now allow the focus to move back to the breath. Just watching each breath as it comes into the body and goes out of the body. Breath comes in, and breath goes out. And with that awareness of each breath coming in and out of the body, beginning to count those breaths backward from the number 27. I am breathing in 27. I am breathing out. I am breathing in 26. I am breathing out. And continuing the count backward in this way. Not necessarily trying to get back to the number 0, but trying to maintain that awareness of each breath with each of those backward counts. If the count gets lost, simply come back to 27 and start again when ready. Let the body breathe and the awareness to watch. And now, let go of that count of the breath. So letting go of the count of the breath, and then letting go of the awareness of the breath itself, and allowing the focus to move up to the space behind the closed eyes. And resting here in that space behind the closed eyes, notice any colors or patterns that might be there as the eyes are closed. If any thoughts come there, just simply observe them and let them be. And resting here in that space, recall out once again your sankalpa, that same resolve that you made at the start of the Yoga Nidra practice, knowing that the repetition now is reinforcing that positive thought pattern into the mind. So with your sankalpa in mind, repeating 3 more times with resolve now. And now letting go of the sankalpa, allow yourself to come back to your own natural breath here on the floor. Noticing how still and quiet the breath has become throughout the practice. but also knowing that the practice is coming towards its end. So over the next few rounds of breath, allow your breath to start to deepen. And with each of those deeper breaths, start to notice how the body moves with the breath. A rise and fall of the abdomen, and the expansion and contraction of the chest. And gradually let that awareness radiate throughout the whole body, so you're becoming aware once again of the legs in contact with the floor, and the arms beside the body, the whole back of the body lying here on the floor in your room, the point of contact with the back of the head, and recalling your position here in the room, recalling the time of the day, listening for any sounds of the day, and knowing the practice has ended. Yoga Nidra is complete, so it's time to make some gentle movements with the fingers and the toes, slowly coming back to here in the room, and from fingers and toes, moving the hands and the feet. Perhaps letting the head move gently from side to side. And then stretching the arms up overhead for that full body stretch. Hugging the knees into the chest for that final well-deserved little reward, little hug. And when ready, rolling over to one side, taking a little bit of time to rest here before coming back. Yoga Nidra is complete. Hari Om Tat Sat.